Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back to What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week, new stuff that's going on in the world of marketing and business and life. And still later in the week, we have our Ask Us Anything. And then at the end of the week, we have our longer episode with new tactics and tips, and hope you check it all out. So what is going on this week? Well, LinkedIn just shared their latest global marketing jobs outlook report. This is where they break down, according to all their data, because they have a billion users on there, all trying to get promotions, get new jobs, and share stuff about their jobs. They have all this data about what's going on with jobs in general. And specifically, let's talk about marketing jobs. What are the most in-demand marketing skills right now, according to LinkedIn's latest report? Well, here they are. Social media marketing, search engine optimization skills, Adobe Photoshop skills, email marketing skills, and market research skills. These are the most in-demand marketing skills right now, according to people that are hiring for jobs. And the number one skill across all job functions, which kind of makes me laugh, is communication skills, or as they put it, human skills. Like, the one thing that we should all be decent at, because we're all humans, is the skill that's the number one most sought after thing, just the ability to actually talk and act like a human being. So there you go. You have a leg up because you are a human. And then also, one of the fastest growing things that hiring managers are looking for, according to LinkedIn's latest report, shocking, is an understanding of generative AI tools. And the good thing about that is it's an equal playing field. You can better yourself and find out and learn about this stuff. You don't need some sort of graduate degree. So that's what LinkedIn is saying is helping you to get awareness and get hired. What else is going on? Well, X just announced, that's the old Twitter, that they are going to be launching, it's not launched yet, a YouTube-like TV app for smart TVs. Hooray. That's my sarcastic hooray, because basically what's going to happen is you're going to have an app on your smart TV, whatever you use, Roku, Apple TV, whatever. And just like you have with YouTube, you're going to be able to see all the different videos and stuff that you see on X, and it'll have a trending video algorithm. It's going to allow you to have the cross device experience, where if you start watching on your phone, you could then pick up where you left off on your TV app. And all sorts of search functionality. So X is coming to our TVs. More garbage on our TVs. Hooray. Did you all see this thing about Grillo pickles this past week? This is amazing. So Grillo pickles, which frankly I never even heard of before, but they make a lot of pickles, like a regular pickle company. Well, anyway, they have a TikTok account. It's at Grillo Pickles. All right. And they put on there the shortest little video about how they were changing the lid on their pickles to go from that impossible plastic thing that you can't get off and spills everywhere to like a regular lid. And they don't have a huge following at all, but the video ended up getting over 2 million views. That is when you know that you have like a packaging thing that you need to solve. Wow. And by the way, pickle plastic jars are annoying. So to go check out the video at Grillo Pickles, because going viral for your packaging and your product is phenomenal. Another thing that happened this week, which I don't care about, I mentioned it about a week or two ago, that LinkedIn was going to be coming out with LinkedIn Games. Well, LinkedIn Games is now launched. So you could actually try them out at linkedin.com/games. They have three games. And each of these games, each day, they release a new version of the game. So very similar to Wordle or Connections on the New York Times app. They're releasing these three games every single day. So I tried one of them called Queens. I am terrible at these games. And as of right now, there's nothing that's drawing me back to that game. But who knows? Maybe everyone will start playing and I'm going to feel left out and I got to try it. But it's all about LinkedIn trying to get you to spend more time on their device. So if you want to check it out, that's linkedin.com/games. So what's going on that's useless information this week? Well, I heard everybody's watching Baby Reindeer on Netflix. That thing had over 87 million hours viewed. And I was like, okay, according to Netflix, I got to check it out. So Baby Reindeer is like the number one show on Netflix. And it is weird. It is disturbing. It's about the stalker situation. And I don't know. I don't understand why everybody's so into it. I'm like, on episode two, am I going to keep going? I guess. I'm not a fan. It's just annoying and weird. And frankly, it's stupid. The guys, I don't know. The whole thing is weird. So Baby Reindeer. Then I got excited because I saw that Selling OC came back on. That's a reality show about these, you know, model type people that are all real estate agents in California. I started watching. I'm like, what is this? And I realized it wasn't Selling Sunset. I like Selling Sunset. Selling OC is the spinoff of Selling Sunset. Selling OC is terrible, terrible, unwatchable. So don't start with Selling OC. Wait for Selling Sunset. And then I had to find something else to watch. So I moved over to Amazon and I tried Fallout. Fallout is based on the video game. This is a great show. Amazon said it drew over 65 million viewers in the first 2 weeks, and I can see why. It's pretty awesome. You know, it's like one of these dystopian future things where the world collapses. A little gory. But I think Fallout's very cool, but maybe I have no taste in television, which is probably true. Anyway, thanks for checking this all out. Hope you check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week, our longer episode at the end of the week, and drop me a note at jschwedelson.com, and we can talk about anything. All right, thanks so much. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.